morning, Midland First. I am Pastor Bethany Maciejewski. I serve as the associate pastor here at Midland First United Methodist Church. And whether you are worshiping in our sanctuary or worshiping with us online, it is a privilege to be with you today and to get to worship our God all together. I have a couple of announcements for us this morning. Our first announcement is that we have several different Bible studies that are available if you would like to attend. I am leading a Bible study on Tuesday at 2 p.m. And this coming Tuesday, we will start our study on 1 Peter, and we'll go chapter by chapter. And then Pastor Jeremy has a Bible study at 9:30 on Wednesday. And he'll be going through the Wired Word, which looks at current events and the Bible together. And then we have our S3 group that meets on Tuesdays at noon. S3 stands for Study, Serve, and Socialize. And then we have our men's group that meets at 11 a.m. on Friday. And so you are welcome to join any of those and to call the office for more information. If you are currently not receiving the e-blast, again, call our office and we would be glad to send you our weekly e-newsletter. The next announcement that I have for you is that the children, Sunday school, and youth will be having a game night this coming Friday. It will be at 6:30 in the fellowship hall. We will also be having dinner. Pizza from Pizza Sam's. And so I invite you to mark your calendar for that. You'll see a little flyer up on the screen. And so all are welcome to that. And I believe that's all the announcements I have for us this morning.
Good morning. Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over mighty waters. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forever.
And if you would, remain standing if you're able as we sing Spirit Song, which is found on page 347 in the United Methodist Hymnal, or the words will be on the screen.
His spirit and his love. and sing. Oh, come and sing this song with gladness as your hearts are filled with joy. Lift your hands in sweet surrender to his name. Oh, give him all your tears and sadness. Give him all your years of pain, and you'll enter into life in Jesus' name. Please be seated.
Can I have the children come forward, please, for our children's blessing? Hi, Alec. How's it going? Good morning. Hi, Teddy. How's it going? Hey, high five. I like your plaid shirts, guys. Hi, Natalie. Thanks for joining us today. All right, today we are going to have an amazing day. That is part of our study. We're going to study something that's amazing. We're going to study something that shows us the Holy Spirit. Anybody have any idea what this might be? Oh my goodness, I love the kitty cat. Oh, kitty, kitty. I love it. What, do you have any idea what this might be? Ooh, good job. Who can it represent sometimes? What do you think, Lily?
A river.
It could be a river, too. Oh, it does happen in a river we're studying today. You guys are so perceptive. We are going to study Matthew 3.
A dove.
Right, a dove. Somebody gets dunked in the river. What? Do you remember what that happens? What does that mean when that happens, Alec?
To be renewed with God.
Uh-huh. That's good. And there's a word that starts with a B. Baptized. Yeah, we're going to talk about baptism today. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting Sunday. Who enjoyed the birthday Sunday last week? Was that a great celebration? Did you enjoy everybody singing happy birthday to you at the congregation? So we want to thank you guys for that. All right, let's do a quick prayer and go to Sunday school. Does anybody have anything you want me to pray about? No? All right. I'll handle it then today. All right, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this group of children. We thank you for kitty cats that came with us too today. We thank you that we are here among this cold weather and that you would bless us, have a wonderful Sunday school. Help us as we study Matthew, the third chapter, that we might discover the Holy Spirit and how he does amazing things in our life. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Oh my goodness, let's stay away. That's what we are going to study today, but let's stay away from that, guys.
As the ushers come forward for the offering, I invite you to take the red friendship pads that are in your pews and sign in, sign your name. We love to get to know who's here. We love to get to know our neighbors. And then I invite you as well to think about how God has blessed you in this week. Every good gift that we have is from the Lord, whether it is monetary or otherwise. And so I just invite you to reflect on that as the choir sings.
Brothers and sisters, as our offering is being brought forward, I invite you to stand as we join in the doxology together.
Mm-hmm.
Son, and Holy Spirit, we give you thanks for who you are and for these gifts, for the privilege it is to give back to you, because we know that all that we have to give is all that we have already been given by you. Lord, will you use these gifts to further your kingdom, that your light may shine forth through all the world. God, we love you and we thank you so much. We pray all this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Our scripture reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. And I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly all the heavens were opened to him, and he saw God's Spirit descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The baptism of the Lord always touches my heart because we learn about who Jesus is from the Father himself. And in that way, we learn who we are. John and Mark also highlight Jesus' baptism, but Matthew is the one who tells us that it is to fulfill all righteousness, that Jesus comes to John to be baptized. He didn't need it. There was no need for him to wash and to be clean. But he loved us so much that he did it anyway. Jesus did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself and took the place of a slave, so that we would know God and be reconciled to him. Baptism of the Lord Sunday is important because this isn't just a ritual cleansing. In our scripture today, we heard Jesus' identity spoken over him for us to hear. And we as Christians come to identify ourselves as children of God who are part of God's family through baptism as we're incorporated into God's life. Anselm was a philosopher and theologian from the 11th century who said that God is the greatest thing that could ever be thought. Given the fact that we cannot put limits on God. It's an interesting thought, given the fact, that he is infinite. And the gift that we have is that we, as creatures who are finite, can come close to that which is finite, or he who is finite. In the sacrament of baptism and Holy Communion, God meets us there out of love, because love is who God is. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That is what we hear the Father say over Jesus, the Son of God Most High, at his baptism. And it is in that identity, as beloved Son, that Jesus is able to do anything and everything. Trying to come up with names It's fun, isn't it? I remember naming a few of our dogs in the family. My dog, Tucker, we named him because he fell asleep on the way home after we got him. And Maverick, my parents' dog, I named him that because his name comes from the movie Top Gun Maverick, which is the sequel to the 1986 film and is one of my favorites. Perhaps you remember a time when you've given a name maybe to a child or to a pet. The name of Jesus was given to him because he was born to save us from our sins and to reconcile us to God. Jesus means he who saves. And so his vocation is in his very name. The sacrament of baptism initiates us into God's family. Because we are baptized in his name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God in three persons, but one God in three persons. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are the primary names for God. Their names not dependent on anything in the created order as to why we address God in that way. For example, in order for God to be called creator, there has to be a creation. But with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it's not that way. When we are baptized in the name, we are not baptized in the name of Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Rather, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this is how God has revealed himself to us, his self-revelation to us, outside of anything that is created. These names are at the very heart of God, at the very identity of God. This tells us about the very nature of God. And it is why we aren't baptized in the name of Jesus. The Son of God took on flesh in the person of Jesus Christ and was born of the Virgin Mary, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. More fundamental than anything else about who God is, by nature and identity, is this relationship of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our God is a relational God, and it means that our names say something about who we are, our identity. Perhaps you don't know what your name means, and that's okay. But we come to know individuals by their names, don't we? We call them by their name when we greet them. My parents didn't choose my name because of anything significant. They really just liked the name Bethany. Fair enough. And perhaps most of us, like I said, know that to be true for ourselves, for our names. But as I've gotten older, I've come to love my name more and more because when I think about my name, I think about John chapter 11, where Lazarus, Jesus' friend, is raised from the dead. Lazarus and his sisters, Martha and Mary, lived in the town of Bethany. And they were friends of Jesus. And we don't know a whole lot about their particular friendship. It doesn't talk a whole lot about that in Scripture. But we know what friendship is like because of how we see it in our own lives, because of how we experience it in our own lives. We know what it is to be a friend and to have a friend. And it's special to relate to someone in that way. It brings joy to me to think about and to know that they lived in a town called Bethany. To give another example, in the early 1900s in France, there lived a girl named Elizabeth Cattez. To some, she's known as Elizabeth of the Trinity because of her deep, deep love for God and the union of one God in three persons, that she understood more and more the closer she got to God in her life. She wrote poems and letters to friends and family about her love for God and her love for them. And she would say quite often in her letters, "Let yourself be loved. Let yourself be loved by God." It's one thing for love to be given. It's another thing for that love to be received. Love can be given, but not received. It's possible. The idea of letting ourselves be loved is so important. It's the reason I'm talking about it now is because what happened when Jesus was baptized is that the Father said, "This is my beloved. In him I am well pleased." That is deeply, deeply relational. And the names Father and Son are also deeply relational. The Apostle John tells us in one of his letters to the churches, 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 9, he says, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him." What I'm getting at is that love is the very nature and substance of God. To know God is to know love. And to know love, actual, true, holy, and pure love, is to know God. My sermon title for today, Living from Love for Love, I chose it because apart from the love of God, we can do nothing. And everything that truly matters is for God, who is love. And because love, at the very deepest sense, is who God is. We can't really wrap our minds fully around what it is to say that love is the nature and substance of God. And that's okay. It's okay to let that be a mystery. But I invite you to ponder it, because we know what it is to love others because God loves us. And it means that God is bigger than us. And yet, he loves us with a very particular love. He has called you by name. You are his. That's from Isaiah chapter 43. He has called me by name. I am his. He called us to be baptized. Because through baptism, we are brought into the family, into the life of God. And we are called then to love in the same way that he has loved us. God gave us to himself, and before we were able to give ourselves to him. And he repaired the relationship between us that we as humanity ruptured. That's why the baptism of Jesus is so important. Not because Jesus needed to be baptized or cleansed, but because he has not and will not ever ask us to do something that he has not already done. Because he loves us so much. Even in our suffering, he knows what it is to suffer. Not because he needed to, but because we live in a broken world. And he wanted so much to be close to us and for us to be with him that he entered into our suffering, entered into this broken world for us. That's why the incarnation matters. That's why the birth of Jesus matters. Because he is God and man 100% both at the same time. And the Son of God didn't have to take on flesh. But he loved us, and so he chose to. God has always been God. The Trinity has always existed. And the persons have always been fully united together and relating to one another. Even as they are distinct persons. But through the incarnation and through the baptism of Jesus, we are brought into that. Our relationship with God changes. His relating to us does not change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But we are invited into the unity with the Trinity because God loves us so much and he wants it that way. How beautiful. How beautiful. Glory to God. And the easiest way for us to think about it and for us to respond is by allowing ourselves to be loved. By allowing God's love to be seen through us and to be felt through us. To live from love, for love. He's going to love us either way, but we get to have the opportunity and the purpose of glorifying God, who is love, and spreading it everywhere. We know what love is and how to love because he's first loved us. I want to close my sermon with this quote from Elizabeth of the Trinity because I think that it summarizes what I'm hoping to communicate. And I know that it's a lot to take in. And when I think about this quote, I think about Psalm 73. I think it's verse 26 maybe, where the psalmist says, "Who have I in heaven but you?" That's what the psalmist says. And what Elizabeth Cates of the Trinity says, she says the following. She said, "It seems to me that I have found my heaven on earth, because my heaven is you, my God, and you are in my soul. It seems to me that I have found my heaven on earth, because my heaven is you, my God, and you are in my soul." We enter into God's family. We take on a new identity because He brings us in. He brings us in through His identity. And that's where we find our life. That's how we know what love truly is and truly means, the fullness of what it means. At its very core, heaven is union with God. Who have I in heaven but you, as the psalmist said? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And He's in us right now, today. As Elizabeth says in her quote, "You are in my soul. He is in us." And that's why we get to remember our baptism today. And we should every day and be thankful. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I love the curiosity of our children. It's so beautiful. I love that some of them ventured over to the baptismal font before heading to Sunday school this morning. We might not remember our baptism, but each of us has been baptized and brought into the family of God. Even smallest among us, God is in them. And we get to remember our baptism today. And that's just what we're going to do. The words you will respond in this liturgy that we have with words up on the screen, and then Gabrielle will play, and I will invite you to come forward and to dip your hand in the font and make the sign of the cross on your forehead to remember your baptism, to remember that God loves you so much and invites you to be a part of His life and to let yourself be loved. And we don't rebaptize here in the United Methodist Church, but we remember our baptism. And so I invite us to remember together. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given a new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and reaffirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness? Reject the evil powers of this world and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as God's representatives in the world? If so, answer, I will. Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in
God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through the water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Your children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, to make disciples of all nations, declare Christ's works to the nations, his glory among all people. Pour out your Holy Spirit, and by this gift of water, call to our remembrance the grace declared to us in our baptism. For you have washed away our sins, and you clothe us with righteousness throughout our lives, and that dying and rising with Christ, we may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. And so as you come forward, I invite you to remember your baptism and be thankful. May the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as faithful disciples of Christ. Let us rejoice in the faithfulness of our covenant God. We give thanks for all that God has already given us, and as members of the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we faithfully participate in the mysteries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. That everything in God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, may you live in grace and peace. I invite you, as Gabrielle begins to play, to come forward as you would for communion. Dip your hand in the font and make the sign of the cross on your forehead. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Let us join together in prayer. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you for who you are.
Thank you for the incarnation of the Son of God in the person of Jesus Christ. Thank you that you loved us before we could ever love you, and that you call us to love you. Thank you that you have revealed yourself to us, and that humans were created in love, by love, and for love, to love others as you have loved us. Thank you for all of the people who have shown us your love and for the privilege it is to love others. Help us, God of grace and God of mercy, to let ourselves be loved by you, to let your love be seen through us, so that others will come to know you and your love in spirit and in truth, as your love is poured forth. Glory to you, O God, glory to you. As the Son of God is incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ, conceived of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, may we be your hands and feet in the world for the purpose of loving you and loving others as you call us to do. We pray for the persecuted church today, for those who cannot worship you freely. Give them courage and faith, hope and deep love, even in the midst of trials. Lord, may we here and all who love you around the world be unified in our love for you and in your love for us. Thank you for loving us and for forgiving us and for who you've called us to be as individuals and as the church. Thank you for our baptism and for the sacrament of Holy Communion as well. Thank you that you have called us to be part of your life, to be in union with you. That's what we were created for, to be part of your life, because you love those that you've created. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, strengthen our desire for you and our joy in you. Thank you for the privilege that it is to listen to you and to speak to you. Thank you for the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray when he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." And if you are able, I invite you to stand as we join together in our closing hymn. Lord, you have come to the lake shore. Found on page 344. In the United Methodist Hymnal, or the words will be on the screen.
You have come. Oh,
Beloved of God, you are indeed so very loved. This week, I encourage you to live more deeply into your belovedness. Let yourself be loved. Tell God you want to let yourself be loved. And see what happens. How can we open ourselves to allowing the love of God to flow through us more than maybe we ever have? We live in a world of people who are hurting and broken, and maybe you're hurting today. And I want to remind you that God loves you so much. It's not an abstract love, but one that is deeply particular and deeply personal. He has called you by name. You are His. And He has called us into His life, into His very identity, through the name by which we are baptized, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is the very nature of who He is. The substance of who He is love. Let yourself be loved this week, and let God's love shine forth through you, because He wants to love you and to love others through you. Beloved of God, there is nothing that can take away your belovedness. Nothing. Go forth then in peace and joy and hope. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.